Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
On the other side, we're going to go number one seed, LA Lakers.
So excited about the West playoffs, man.
Lakers have been looking pretty mediocre.
Average.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the Lakers versus the Blazers?
I am torn on this series. I still can't decide. Like, a couple days ago, I was saying Blazers, but the Blazers play absolutely no defense to the point where a Brooklyn team that just had no one, you know, their current best player got a wide open shot to win the game, and it shouldn't have even been at that point. Like, they give up. And we were talking about on the chat while the game was on, and there was a couple games in a row we were watching the Portland game. Then I don't know what it is with their defense. They have the bigs. They've got, you know, CJ is a great defender. Like, Dame, you know, is an okay defender. They got the best shot blocker in the game. And they, you know, I don't know what it is about their defense. So, like, I still don't know who I'm going to pick here, but I think I might go on to the Lakers just because of that defense. The Lakers are going to just play better defense, and they got the two superstars and the two top five players. So I still don't know. I'm going to say the Lakers in seven games, but honestly, it could go either way.
Do you have 5 or 6 games of Dame being able to score over 40 points? Because I think
I don't think he needs to, though. That's the thing, because the Lakers struggle to score, man.
I think he's going to need to, in the sense of, this is what the Lakers could be like. It's like, yo, Dame's going to get his, right? But we can shut down the other guys, right? And the problem with that is, CJ is now seems to be getting his rhythm back, because he was struggling in the bubble. He seems to be getting his rhythm back. He had, 29 the other night in that game against Memphis? And then Carmelo, like, they were all...
Oh, it's going to be sick. Nice Melo-LeBron matchup.
All 20 and above. Later. They've got a big there that had, a 20-20 game? So Portland can be scrappy.
Portland. They got a big who had a 20-20.
Well, it's important, the fact that it's big, because that's one of the Lakers' advantage, right, is their size, right? But now if you're playing up against another team that's also got that size.
Size, yeah.
It's not a good matchup for the Lakers. My only thing is, that means everyone's going to be on, and we haven't quite seen that from Portland in the bubble. We've seen Dame do his thing and take over games when he had to. The problem is, in a playoff series, is how many nights consistently can he do that and ask his body to respond as well, right? So it's a bad matchup for the Lakers. I'll say that right off the bat. It's a bad matchup for the Lakers. And if they fall asleep and
take, they could lose, man.
Oh, they could easily lose. They could easily lose. And the only thing I don't know is if LeBron has just been like hyping up this thing. He's like, oh, like, we've got all these off the court problems that are issues with our team. He's like, oh, like, my groin and shit. Like, I don't know if he's just setting himself up to like be like, okay, we can ease into this loss kind of thing, or if he's just trying to hustle everybody, just like how Antetokounmpo was saying that he never had access to a hoop all COVID. And then when he got to the bubble, he's like, yeah, nah, just kidding, guys. I've been practicing, and he was ready to go right off the bat. So it's going to be interesting to see, and I'm going to hesitantly take the Lakers only because of what we saw against...
What a great matchup, man. What a treat, man.
Oh, man. But, like, the defense that we saw at the end of that game against Memphis, even, it seemed like they all kind of just, like, ball-hawked and ran to the ball. And Carmelo doesn't play defense still, guys. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen something different. You said he's back and he's healthier and he's leaner, but Carmelo does not play defense, man. So that might be something that gets exploited in that series.
You and Cole have them in common.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
Nicholas?
I got Blazers in 7.
Oh.
Here's the reason why. Dame time. I'm telling you right now, have you seen his interviews? Have you seen his demeanor, man? This guy is locked in, man. This guy is ready to kill. He does not care who you are. He doesn't care if you're LeBron James. He's going after everyone, man, and no one is going to stop him. The fact that Carmelo Anthony is now back in the NBA, back in the playoffs after how many years? 5 years? 6 years? 7 years? I don't know. But, man, these guys are ready to go. They're not going to take this as, hey, this is a great opportunity for us just to get noticed in the playoffs. No, man. There's no fans. There's no home court advantage. They come in, go have that breakfast, go play ball, and these guys are going to kill, man. I'm telling you right now.
Is there no?
Man, they all have breakfast together. What does it matter, man?
is there no question? No question. You always take Dame over Kyrie, right?
Sorry, say that again.
No, is it a no brainer? Dame over Kyrie.
100%.
I don't know about that.
100%.
Right now, I'd probably be Dame just because of the recency effect. But yeah,
Dame's one of the most complete players for his height. Just what he does. There's a reason why he's getting paid that much.
Yeah, so he doesn't leave the Blazers, man. That's half of it. Fuck.
Okay, this one.
Well, he even said himself he'll never leave. So
yeah.
Would you rather have CJ McCollum or Kyrie Irving?
I'd rather have Kyrie.
CJ.
Yeah, I want CJ on my team more than I want Kyrie.
You don't know how long you're going to have Kyrie. That's the issue. Or how many games. But that being said, so both of you guys got Lakers and what? Sorry, what?
Seven? Yeah. But again, I don't even know. I don't even feel confident saying that, man. This is truly one that.
What about you, Bill?
I'm going to take the Lakers in six. Only because, once again, I wouldn't be surprised if that gets flipped on his head.
Bell, what are the Lakers going to do when LeBron goes out of the game? And who's passing the ball when LeBron leaves? Rondo's out, Avery Bradley's out, and they're gone for this whole series. Like, who's scoring, man? Obviously AD is, but if they're doubling AD every time he catches the ball, you're going to believe Kyle Kuzma is going to be, averaging 25 points. I don't know if it's going to happen, man.
Well, he's got to step up. There's no question about that. And I think Rondo is going to try to go, but he's not going to be in any shape to play any kind of major minutes. Yeah. So
he's pretty much a scratch for the series. Let's put it that way.
Right. So it's going to come down to this is what he said he wanted this whole time. Right. That's why he wanted out of New Orleans. So AD is going to have to step up in a way that he hasn't done before. Now that you got to the playoffs and you talked all this shit, now it's time to step up and do something about it. Right. And then besides from that, I still got my man on my my eye on my man, J.R. Smith there, man, like him or Waiters. Like, you need a couple crazy games from one of those guys.
Come on, man.
As long as they can cancel out the points that CJ gives you. Now you get back in one of those things where it's going to come down to AD versus Dame, pretty much.
Because the Blazers are a top five. They're actually a top four offensive team in the league. So they're going to score points. It's just, can they play defense? I'm worried about the Lakers scoring points, I'll be honest with you.
Well, it's going to be a lower scoring game than... It's not going to be 140 that you see these Blazers play in. It's going to be a way lower scoring game because, like you said before, the defense is going to be different from the Lakers. They're not going to get that same look of defense they got against Memphis or they got against the Nets. Like, this is going to be a serious level of defense because the Lakers know that they have to slow down the game and they can't give up those things. What gets interesting and what scares me is, like we said, was it Nurkic had, like, rebounding the ball is like he's been having his way rebounding. So if the bigs from LA can't neutralize him, then he's just going to keep kicking out that ball and it's going to go the Blazers' way. But now you're going to see if Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee are for real and ready to be role players. So it's going to be interesting.
Moving on, my favorite series of the playoffs. We got We got Houston Rockets versus my OKC Thunder. Boys, what do you have for this series?
Right off the bat, we know that Russ is going to be out for at least a couple games, right? So it looks like it's setting up for Chris Paul to at least try to steal a game, maybe two games early. And then James Harden is going to have some work to do. If OKC is able to do that and steal some games when Russ is out, hands down, like they could sweep this one. Now
they could win the series. They could win the series. Continue.
Now I don't see Harden giving up both games, so I think this one is going to come down to six games, and I think Houston is going to be able to pull it off in six.
Fair enough. B, what you got?
I have the Rockets winning the series in seven games in this series. I'm very excited for this series. This is going to be amazing because, you know, they just basically booted CP out. You know, James Harden, obviously there was all that animosity between them two. You know, Russ with his old team versus his old team when he does get back. Like, it's just going to be a great series. The young guys on OKC, Chris Paul, like, I don't even know how he's – well, I do know he's one of the best leaders. These guys are playing for him, and he's playing so well too, man. Even people, he's fucking this old. It doesn't matter when you're that smart of a player. Like, you're still going to be able to do everything. So it's going to be close, but if the Thunder can win the first two, which I think is a tough ask, but it could happen with no Westbrook, they could be in trouble because we've seen, you know, Russ and James Harden, we've seen that in the playoffs, even when they are favored, you know, this is a team that was up 3-1 against the Warriors, man. Like, just James Harden had them up 3-1 against the Warriors, and they lost, man. So he has this is his chance. Like, you know, it's kind of sucks because it seems like every time the Rockets are ready to go, there's some kind of injury, right? It happened with CP in that game seven against the Warriors. And it seems like it's kind of happening again. And history could repeat itself, but I'm going to go. He gets over the hump on this one. So seven games, Houston Rockets.
I think you guys already know what my answer is. So moving forward.
Well,
come on, give us the why from the OKC side here.
All right. So I think the big thing here is when you got one Westbrook's out, I think the big difference is now, I know a lot of analysts are going to use the height advantage. I don't think that has anything to do with the series. I think
a lot of analysts are going to use the height advantage.
They're going to go. Well, you know, the big height advantage between the distance between the Rockets and other teams. You know, they're a poor rebounding team, and you know, you win with rebound,
and they're done.
Yeah, and they're done. I think the big factor is one, Andre Robinson. He's back after 2 years. This guy's, from what I've seen, like reading and just seeing videos and stuff, this guy is like literally working hard. He wants to get back to being elite. So I think him being on the ball with Harden, like there's going to be three guys, literally they're going to do a rotation on Harden right now that there's no Westbrook. So the other guys being shooters, being young, you know, Rockets are a little bit older team now, but young OKC, it's going to be exciting, man. I think the big difference.
It's going to be such a good series.
I think the big difference, honestly, is going to be Steven Adams. He's literally going to be a make or break. And I think with him, you won't see it in the stat sheet, but he'll make a big presence where it'll affect the Rockets from driving in, shooting, because it's really just driving in, mid-range shooting. Then the Rockets end up panicking, right? They'll end up, hey, Harden will start grabbing the ball and just, what he done, you know, the pretty really what it is. But the nice thing about it is Harden majority of the time gets it in. So I think really the big fuel is going to be CP3. He wants to prove that, you know, I'm the best player ever, and he's going to prove it. I think this is one game that he wants, and he's going to give it all. It doesn't matter what it is. You won't see him be lazy. I've noticed a few games.
It's going to be nice because he's going to have to shoot a lot more too.
Yeah, like I've noticed a few games, like the last two games where, you know, if he passes it and someone steals it from him, you won't see him attempt to come back. He just kind of like gets lazy and just lets it be, right? But you won't see that this series. This series, he's literally going to give it all. He's literally going to give it all, and there's no looking back. So
what's fun about this? You got OKC in how many?
I got OKC in six.
Holy. Because the thing about this series for the Rockets is like if they can win and Russ is back, the way these guys are playing before, you know, the run up to the playoffs, like even in the eight games, like the thing about the West is any of these teams could, Mavs, Clippers, Rockets, Lakers, they win a couple games here and they could either any of them could make a run to the championship. Like if there was a Lakers Rockets conference final, I would be hard for me not to pick the Rockets in that to go to the championship. So
right.
It's going to be good, man.
Well, this is the series that makes me miss. Actually, this makes me miss regular playoff format where we're able to see fans in the stadiums. You're able to see the guys walk into the arenas against their old teams, fans booing, fans cheering, them dapping up like attendance working there and shit. Like, this is a series that would be amazing if it was back to normal pre-COVID situation, watching these guys walk in and out of the arenas. So, yeah, this one's gearing up to be fun.
The tunnel would have been on fire, man.
Right?
For this matchup.
What do we got next, Nick?
Number three, Denver Nuggets and B's squad, the number six Utah Jazz.
It's gonna be a good series. I just wish Bogey wasn't out, and he is, so. Because I watched them a lot, and I like Mike Conley. He's been playing a little bit better, but there's something going on where he just, I don't know if he's hurt or something's going on.
Do you want the bad news?
Not playing how he used to play. So
do you want the bad news?
Huh?
Do you want the bad news?
Who?
Conley left the bubble, eh?
Yeah. But he's expected to be back though.
Well, yeah, I guess you still got to go through all the testing and all that stuff, right? So,
yeah, we'll see what happens. But I do have the Nuggets in the series. I think Donovan Mitchell's going to have a big series, probably six games. But I don't see them winning the series. But I think it would have been a lot bigger for Utah if they actually had fans and were at home, because that crowd pumps them up. But yeah, unfortunately, the Jazz are probably going to be out of the first round once again. So it's always next year.
I got the Nuggets.
I'm excited about Denver, though.
I got the Nuggets in five. Denver's team is very good. No, don't get me wrong. Jazz is a phenomenal team. I was like going back and forth, but I think in the end, Denver's depth is just too deep. I really think they just have a complete squad, even though, you know, they may be the number three team. Or was it? It's number three, right? They're number three. Yeah, they're the number three team. Like,
they got the secret weapon, man. Michael Porter Jr. is just, guys, like, out of nowhere, just 30, 25. Yeah. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
I really think the disadvantage is going to be with Rudy Gobert. Like, I think Rudy Gobert is... I think he's a guy who's phenomenal defensive player, but I think when he's not in the game, that's where the Jazz kind of struggles. So he can't really be playing all those minutes, because when they have their backups, their backups are just really just making them have a breather. And I think that's where the Jags are kind of weak. That depth is not that great. But Denver, man, they, I don't know how they do it. The team on paper just doesn't look good, but man, they kill it. I got good things for Denver.
Yeah, I'm excited for Denver. I think they could go far in the playoffs, man. It's so hard to pick who's gonna win what. Like, Denver could do it too, man.
Yeah. How about you, Bill?
I got to see this to me that I find these teams kind of closer than I like. Like I can squint my eyes and then I see that, like a reflection of each team in each other. So I got this game or this series going 7 and I've got Denver winning in 7.
Great.
Wow. That's a tough series. Then.
I think it's going to be a little bit closer. I think it's going to be a little bit closer. I see Gobert being a little bit more offensive this series and then kind of relying on him, and I think he can get some points inside off of like some oops, but
say Conley starts playing for what, you know, they thought he was going to do. You never know, but I think they're going to miss Bogdanović. That's the big thing too, right? That's 20, 25 points missing.
Yeah. You can't.
And again, you have like Joe Ingles, you know, you never know. He's a smart player. Like he's one of those Chris Paul type players. Doesn't matter. He's not the fastest and stuff like that. He just knows he can make it happen. Like, remember, he gave Paul George fits a couple years ago in the playoffs, and PG couldn't do anything on him. So, but I don't think there's not enough firepower right now, I think.
Moving forward, we got the last game series of the first round. The number 2 seed, Los Angeles Clippers, against the 7 seed, Dallas Mavs.
This is my favorite series of the first round. I think it's going to be amazing because if you've been watching the Mavs, Porzingis has been, he's looking incredible. Like he's averaging 25 plus points in the bubble. He looks really athletic, man. There's been a lot of like putback dunks and like oops and like in traffic where he's just like, I don't know. He looks good. And Luka, you know, is going to be playing well. Just with these guys that they have, the Seth Currys with Luka, and the big thing with them is when he goes out, they have that PG Kawhi 1-2 punch game, right? I think the Clippers, it's too much. Like the Clippers are their depth is just way too much for, you know, the Mavs to actually win this series. But it's going to be a fight every game. I got the Clippers in 6 or 7, but I think Luka is just going to have some ridiculous games. Like, I think he's going to shine the most in this first round. So, but yeah, I got the Clippers 6, probably maybe 7.
I got the Clippers in 5. I think Luka will have one solid game. It's hard, man.
Holy shit, man. Are you?
Let me talk, man.
I guess the best defenders are going to guard him.
Did you talk? Did I say a word when you talk? No. Let me talk, man. Damn, this guy, man. Just goes all off. I say 3 words, this guy goes off on me.
I love it. I love it. Go on. Let's hear you, boy.
Now, this is what I said. Clippers in 5. Now, the reason why I say Clippers in 5 is because, 1, you got Beverly. Beverly's literally going to be on him. That's how I feel. You're going to have Beverly, you're going to have Kawhi. The 2 guys, they're going to rotate. So if you see Beverly, don't be alarmed that Beverly's guarded like top players, man. He's guarded LeBron, he's guarded KD, Yeah, so I think he's the go-to guy. The nice thing about the Clippers is you got Lou, you got, what's his name, Morris. Morris is a solid player, man. And the thing is, when you got Kawhi and PG, those are playoff guys, right? So they're going to come down the stretch. I think they're going to make an impact and kind of show, hey, we're the real deal. And, you know, there's a young kid coming up and he's not going to drop 40 on us. That's for sure. He'll probably do that one game, but I feel like it's going to be like, hey, you're not doing that again kind of attitude, right? So that's the reason why I say they're going to win 5. Luka have 2 solid games, but I really think that one solid game he has, they're going to shut that down really hard because it's Doc, right? Yeah. Doc's not going to.
That's a good argument because the defenders are, you know, PG, Kawhi, and Beverly. If you're switching on them or on the perimeter, Luka can't get switches because when he switches, it's Beverly off of him, but now it's PG on him. So it's going to be, that is a good argument that it's going to be very tough. You have those are like the top 5, you know, 3 of the top 5 wing defenders in the league probably, right?
Yeah. So, and I think we kind of forget about Porzingis, right? Like even though you know, he's been around, but he hasn't been doing much. Like, he'll be pretty solid, but I feel like the issue with him is, for a tall guy, I think he relies on that jumper way, way too much. You know, he could be, I feel like he's the opposite of Giannis. You know, Giannis really relies on that drive, that back down or spin. He relies on that a lot, which just shows his dominance, right? I feel like Porzingis needs to start doing stuff like that in order to take his game to the next level. But we'll see what happens, man. It's going to be a good series.
The only reason why I think that this series is going to go by and go by quick is because of what you guys have kind of mentioned already, is the fact that the Clippers have so many perimeter defenders, and you can't name as many perimeter players for the Mavericks. So you're looking at, if they are all on the floor at the same time with Beverly, George, and Kawhi on there, so one of them or two of them even can rotate off and keep giving switches on Luka. And then who's the other two guys on when they're not guarding Luka? So now you're talking about the second and third and fourth guy on the Mavericks getting guarded by one of those top defenders. They don't have enough offense. Like, Tim Hardaway Jr. is getting guarded by Paul George. Like, he's not winning that
matchup. Hey, man, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a great player. Don't get me wrong.
He's not a great player.
I feel like he's a great player. It's not like he's going to kill it, but I mean, like, I really think that he gets shitted on for being such a, like,
being
he starts for a reason. I'm throwing that out there.
He's a starter in the NBA, but he's not an all-star player even.
I never said that, man.
You said
he's going back to Kevin Love territory right here. Right.
I said he's a great player. Yeah. I didn't say he's an all-star player.
He's your favorite player? What the fuck? What the hell? Where's this coming from?
Regardless, the only way the Mavericks could win this is if Porzingis puts up like Dame numbers, like, and that would be insane to see. And I don't know how it can be done.
He's better than Porzingis, I'll tell you that.
you're crazy. But you guys, Nick, you actually swayed me a little bit on the. I didn't think of the perimeter defender situation like I should have. Like. Six games for sure. Honestly, could even be five, but I'll probably stick with the six.
I got
it. Yeah, honestly, I think sometimes that they kind of forget. Like, the Clippers are a little different breed, man. They literally got the top defensive players in that team, and yeah. You know, I think a lot of focus goes on Beverly and Kawhi. But hey, man, PG is a great defensive player.
And isn't Harkel back too? Like he's back in the bubble and stuff, right? Like, he's
who, Harkless?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's another guy who's, you know, good on the perimeter. And plus, keep in mind, you get by those guys and then you got Trez fucking there to just take you out, right? So
Clippers is the scariest team in the playoffs right now, if you ask me. We got to see how they gel, since they got a lot of guys coming back from the strip club. But besides from that, I think that if they can get going, I don't know what team beats them.
I don't know about
that. Yeah, that was also the same pick at the beginning of the season, Bill. So there's nothing new there, but
consistency.
I don't know how. You said like they're scary. I don't think they're as scary as they were in the first, when we found out like that team got formed. I think seeing them, if you notice Kawhi playing, it seems like he wants to be ball dominant, but I think there's times where, you know, he kind of gets ignored. So I can't, they're vulnerable. That's for sure. I think the West is really any team's momentum, they could just kill it, right? So it's not like you'll see a predictable Western Conference final between one and two. I really don't think you'll see that. I don't even think you'll see the one and two in the Western Conference finals, to be honest with you.
There you go. Once again, we just broke down the East. We broke down the West. We picked the teams that we like the best. So what?
Shout out to Tim Hardaway Jr., man.
You're going to get a Tim Hardaway Jr. tattoo on your neck or what? Like, this guy, man. Or right over your heart, probably, eh?
where it's protected.
So that's the first round. So if our listeners want to come in and comment on what it is that we had to say, if they've got some different predictions, we'd love to hear them. Let us know what you think on thirstworldproblems.ca or hit us up on IG at thirstworldproblems, and we'll be glad to get into it with you guys down in the comments.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram at Thirst World Pod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.